We are learning Maseches Nida, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, and we are starting three lines from the bottom, Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis. We had a machlekes Rav and Levi. Rav holds Mayin Echad, which means that we know Isha, after she has a baby, for example, if she has an akeva, she's tummy for 2 weeks, and then the next 66 days, she's not tummy from any dam she sees. It's called dam tayar. And according to Rav, there's one mayan, there's one place where the dam originates from, and it's Xeris Akasov, that these 66 days, it's tahar. According to Levi, there's a different place where the dam tayar comes from, a different area, originates from a different makar. Of course, it comes out of the uterus, but originates from a different makar, and that's why it's dam tayar. So in order to be dam tayar, it needs to be in order to be dam tayar, it needs to be from a different mayan. You have to know the first mayan closed and the second mayan open. Once you know the first mayan closed, then any time you see dam, those 66 days, you assume it's from the new mayan dam tayar, and that's why she is tahar. That's the machlekes Rav Levi. Mayan echos shtemiyonis. And the Gemara's have different kashas on these man diomrim. Tashema. The pasuk says by Yeledes that she's tamei, and it says in the pasuk with tamei shves yomim, just talking about a zachar. If the lady has a zachar, she's tummy 7 days, kimei nidas devoisa titma. She's just like a nida. And it's extra word devoisa. What does the word devoisa teach us? So Gemara makes three drashas from the word devoisa. Devoisa titma, la rabis es boyala. Tamarbe, that someone who has bia with a yeledes, he becomes tummy just like her. Just like a nida is matame a man for 7 days, same thing, dalach is by a yeledes. Devoisa titma, la rabbis halelis. Another thing, devoisa titma, is marba. It's not only 7 days. The pasuk says shivas yomim. Maybe only by day she's tummy, by night she's tar. Zok the mara, the rasha is devoisa titma, she's tummy by night as well. Devoisa titma, la rabbis halelis bezoiv shtrichas teshuvim nekim. Another halach is that you would think maybe that a halelis bezoiv does not have to have shuvim nekim. Once she hits after 14 days, she is mutter. Kamas v'lon, you have to have shuvim nekim. That's the three drashas from here. So the Gemara is going to talk about this last drasha that it says, Yeledes Bezoiv, that means she was a Zava before she had a baby. If she had a baby, she's tummy for 2 weeks. Now she has to have Shiva Nekim. That's what it says in this brisa. So Bishlam el Rav, Dom Mayan Echad, who Mushamachi Bayo Shiva Yom Nekim. If you're Rav that holds Mayan Echad, therefore you have to have 7 clean days to prove that the Mayan closed up for 7 days. And he's Vikas on every day, make sure she didn't see Dam. Elo Levi, Dom Hashnemi on the same. Lomalei Shiva, what do you need 7 clean days? All you have to know is that the first Mayan closed, and now any dam she sees in the days after 14 days is anyway not, it's a different origination. So it's anyway not a dam nida, so she has automatic Shiva Nekim. She's Naki from the Mayan that causes dam nida, because there's 2 Mayanas. So what do you need Shiva Nekim? What do you have to have Vedikas and being clean? We know already now that once it stops, we know a new Mayan opened, that Mayan's closed. You don't need Shiva Nekim. It's enough if it stops for a second. So the Gemara says, you're right. So Shiva Nekim is lav dafka. You have to stop seeing dam after 14 days. And then, afterwards, it'll be counted for Shiva Nekim, even if she sees dam. So the days of Yemei Tayar, even if she's seeing dam, will be counted as Shiva Nekim. Again, why is it counted? Because it's a different origination, different Mayan that's causing that dam. So Levi got out of that question. So to Gemara Vayit, the Toshema, it says, we learned this before in the Braisa, was talking about, the Braisa before was talking about that if Isha is Mesolekes for 3 months while she's Umaberes Umeinekes, then the Lachia, she's called a Mesolekes, and her dam she sees is Daya Shaita. And this Braisa says that you could be Mitzarif, the Mesolekes, the time you didn't see, between your lettuce and Umaberes. Tashema, Yemei Ibura Oilin Law, Yemei Menekusa. Yemei Menekusa Oilin Me Ibura. The days of Mubaris could be connected together with Yemei Menekusa, combined, and Yemei Menekusa could combine together with Me Ibura. Kate said, what's an example? If Sikash Dai Me Ibura, the last 2 months of pregnancy, she didn't see any dam. Ve'achas Me Menekusa, and the first months of nursing, she didn't see dam either. And even though she had a baby, the dam later doesn't count as making her not misulekas. So if she didn't see any dam need the last 2 months and didn't see any dam the first month, that's altogether 3 months, that's enough to be counted as 90 days of misulekas. Or shtayim b'mei menekusa, 2 months while she was nursing, v'achas me'ebura. It means if she got pregnant after she was nursing. Also, you count both, you can combine both times for 3 months. Achas mechs meibura, v'achas mechs meimekusa. You count 1.5 months in meibura, and then 1.5 months in meimekusa. Any combination of 3 months of 90 days, you could oil law the gimel oinus. All counts for 3 oinus. So what does it say in this brisa that you have to in the meimekusa in the nursing days you have to be called mesalekas? She has to not see dam, not see any blood. So bishlam l'rav don mayin echad who that's one mayim shemachi boy have six shalosh oinus. That's why you have to be mafzik 3 oinus. To know that she's misalekas. El Levi, don't mash demi onus, I'm going to Levi as tumi onus, lomali heftik shalash onus. You don't need to be mafzik 3 onus at all. Kozman, she's in the 66 days of Emet Tayar, she's called misalekas. Why? Because according to Levi, that pipe was closed. That origination of dam was closed. And therefore, she is called a misalekas now, even with any 3 months. Lomali heftik shalash onus, mashu sagi, mashu zanav. So you're right. What it means to say is that you have to stop a little bit after 14 days to make sure that that was closed up, that mayan, and the new mayan of Yemei Tayar opened up, and then Echadami, even if she's dam, she will still be called Mesulekas. Toshima. Let's try bringing another raya. Meshavin. This is going back on the Mechlekes Shammai and Hillel in the beginning of Sechas Nida, if you have Daya Shaita or not. So both Shammai and Hillel agree, but Roya Achadam Toyar should Daya Shaita. And the Gemara thinks it means now she saw, let's say, the May Toyar end at 80 days, she saw on the 86th day. So Dam, first time now. So the Brisa says that everyone agrees that it's Daya Shaita, which means you assume the Dam came right now and not a second earlier. And nothing she touched before is Tamei Lemafreya. So Bishlam Levi, according to Levi, that holds a Tumai Yonois, so then we understand, Shemachi Daya Shaita. Here's the first time we have a riot to Levi. If you hold this Tumai Yonois, then we hear why Daya Shaita. What's the Pshat? Because the Dam Nida Mayin, the Dam Nida pipe closed after 14 days. And now a new pipe opened. Until we ascertain that the old Dam Nida pipe opened, we can assume she's Mesulekas. And therefore it's Daya Shaita. So then we understand why Daya Shaita. Ella Ravda Mayin Echru, it's one Mayin, and she was seeing Dam the whole time in the Yemei Tayar, so then she never was Mesulekas, so why should we Daya Shaita? Ella Ravda Mayin Echru, Amai Daya Shaita, Tamei Slays, she should have Tamei Mlafrei Mei Slays. And for the Gemara, you're right. But the case here was that she saw right after, like 10 hours after the 80 days. So here, if you're going to tama her me'es le'es, you're going to say that she was tummy while she was in me'etayah. Me'etayah, she's not tummy. So you can't go me'es le'es. The leka shoyos, there's no time. No 24 hours to go back, that won't go back into the me'etayah. Because if 10 hours after 80 days, she saw dam, you say, oh, it's tummy now 24 hours ago. 24 hours ago, she was in me'etayah. At least a little bit of time, b'kida b'kida. That means she made a b'dika right after the 80 days and she didn't see dam. In the morning she made a b'dika and she saw dam, it should be tamei 12 hours back. So the Gemara, since you can make a takana here of eis me'eis leis, they didn't make a special takana for b'kida l'b'kida, and therefore there is no din of Matamel Mafreya, and it's Daya Shaita. Rashi asks, why can we answer the Kasha Pekidah by saying the case was she saw Dam right after 80 days, right away after 80 days, and that's why it's Daya Shaita. Maybe that's the case, that's not Shver on Rav. So Rashi, then there wouldn't be a Chiddush, a Daya Shaita. Of course it's Daya Shaita, before that it was Meir Toya. Therefore, you have to say this case, it was like 10 hours later, and we don't go to Pekidah, because since it's not possible to have Meis Leis, we didn't make a Gzeira on Pekidah, LePekidah either. Toshima, you led us bezoiv. This is a bright we learned on yesterday's daf. You led us bezoiv. She suffered of loytavla. Aisha who gave birth while she was a zava. Then she counted shivanikim, but she wasn't tayvel. Virasa and she saw a dam. So is that dam tamei or not? So holchav eshamah she tars. So eshamah holds no. You don't need tefila. As long as you're in the mei tayar, then the dam is tar. But beisila she tars. So beisila holds no. It's dam tamei. Kozman she wasn't tayvel. So here we have a fact that you see dam after Shivanakim, so he saw dam, you know, after 14 days in Yemei Tayar, and was saying, according to Beis Hillel, the dam is Tameh. So bishlam alarav domayin echru mishmachim etami lach liyavish. That's why it could be dam tami, because since she's still by nida, and her dam is tami. And levi dam shtem yonos same, but if you levi are two mayonos, so this dam you're seeing is dam tayar. How could a dam itself be tami? What's going on here? It's two mayonos. And here you can't say like the gemara has same kasha four. Gemara said she was seeing dam straight from 14 to 15. But here it can't be because she had shivan akim. El levi dam shtem yonos same. Amar etami lach liyavish. Amalach Levi, Levi answers, I know the Amri Ketana the Shavim. You're right. This Brisa is not like me. But the Brisa before that says that if you see after 80 days, it's Daya Shaita, that was really a riot to Levi. Rav got out of it, but it was really a riot to Levi. Rav was Deicha the riot. But Levi could say, that Brisa is like me. And I'm like that Brisa. Don't ask me from this. The case was, it never closed up. It was from 14 to 15 days. She saw dam straight. So it never closed up. That's where the dam's tummy. I had a kasha is. It said she has shivan akim. What do you do? But safak tani. It said you can't have shivan akim. Zok di gemara. Hochle vi ledes in the cave of a zoyva skino. We're talking about, it was the ledes in the cave that she was a zava. So she has 2 weeks to work with. And this mandama holds that you could count shivan akim in those 14 days also. So since you count Nakim in those 14 days, the case was this, she was counted Shiva Nakim in those 14 days. Then after, let's say from between 5 and 12, she counted Shiva Nakim. On the 13th day, she saw Dam, and the 14th, and then straight into the 15th. So here, according to Basil, since we're in Tevel, it's Dam Tame. I, to my honest, no, the first Mayan never closed up. So let's read inside. The Shavua Kama Pascha, the first week of her Tuma, she stopped seeing Dam and she counted Shiva Nakim. Shavua Basra Pascha, the second week, she saw Dam. Vikasava, and we hold, Yamele Dasa Shaini Raya Behem, in the Yamele, in the 2 weeks, if she doesn't see in those weeks, she could count of Shiva Nakim. Oilinlaw Lespira Sivasa, you count it for Shiva Nakim. And this is not like we named until now. A bunch of times you had on Daf Lamed also, Chavtas Aveh, is that Yemei Svira can't be counted in the Yemei Leda. But this man Yom holds you could, and that's how he's answering the Brisa. And we're actually, in actuality, we passing like this, that you could count Shiva Nakim in Yemei Leda. When is it Negei? It's Negei. If someone has a miscarriage and she has to wait 2 weeks, but she wants to count Shiva Nakim, because we hold we count Shiva Nakim for everything, you could count Shiva Nakim part of those 2 weeks. So the Gemara finishes up the Gemara. Gemara's Messiah, who we pass like Rav Levi. Omle Ravina Rav Ashi. Omle Rav Shema Mesachra. Ikle Mazuchu La Asrin. Mazuchu came to the city. Vidarash and Idarashin. Hilchasa Kavase the Rav Lechumra. We go like Rav Lechumra, which means that if she sees straight from the 80th day to the 81st day, we don't say it's Dam Tayar because it's all Xeris Akosavdik and it's one Mayan. So the minute after 80 days she sees Dam, it's Tami, even if she sees straight. Velchasa kavasei de Levi l'chumra. We go with Levi l'chumra. That means she sees from 14th through 15th. Even though now it's Yimei Tayar, we hold it's Tamei also. Like Levi holds Shnei Yonisheim, and here the first Mayan didn't close. That's Rav Shemen's shita. Rav Ashi Yomar no. We pass like Rav Legamri. Velchasa kavasei de Rabbein l'kula bein l'chumra. That means that we pass like Rav bein l'kula bein l'chumra. That means from 14 days she sees straight to 15th day. No, she's tahar because it's Xeris Akasim. And 80 to 81 is also Tamei. That's Tamei. So, and there we go, there is a chumrah, and 14 to 15 is a kula. But we go like Rav, bein l'kula, bein l'chumrah. Doros Ramayimah, halachas like Avasei, the Rav, bein l'kula, bein l'chumrah. Remember, it's the same thing, that the halacha is like Rav, bein l'kula, bein l'chumrah, that means Josai, from 14 to 15, she's tar, and from 80 to 81, she's tamit. The halachas like Avasei, the Rav, bein l'kula, bein l'chumrah. And that's the way Paskin, like Rav, bein l'kula, bein l'chumrah, that's Mayan Echor, and it's Xeris HaKosav. Those 66 days she sees Dam, it's Dam Toyar, and she is not Tomei.